This is HPR episode 1808 entitled, David Whitman Reads, The Shooting of Dan McGrew, written by Robert W. Service. It is hosted by David Whitman, and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, for his birthday David Whitman recites the Robert W. Service ballad, The Shooting of Dan McGrew.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
The Shooting of Dan McGrew by Robert W. Service. A bunch of boys were whooping it up in a Malamute saloon. The kid that handles the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. Back of the bar in a solo game sat dangerous Dan McGrew. And watching his luck was his lighter love, the lady that's known as Lou. When out of the night, which was 50 below, and into the din and glare, there stumbled a miner fresh from the creeks, dog dirty and loaded for bear. He looked like a man with a foot in the grave and scarcely the strength of a louse. Yet he tilted a poke of dust on the bar, and he called for drinks for the house. There was none could place the stranger's face, though we searched ourselves for a clue. But we drank his health, and the last to drink was dangerous Dan McGrew. There's men that somehow grip your eyes and hold them hard like a spell. And such was he, and he looked to me like a man who lived in hell. With a face most hair and a dreary stare of a dog whose day is done, as he watered the green stuff in his glass and the drops fell one by one. Then I got to figuring who he was and wondering what he'd do, and I turned my head and there watching him was a lady that's known as Lou. His eyes went rubbering round the room and he seemed in kind of a daze, till at last that old piano fell in the way of his wandering gaze. The ragtime kid was having a drink, and there was no one else on the stool. So the stranger stumbles across the room and flops down there like a fool. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway. Then he clutched the keys with his taloned hands. My God, but that man could play. Were you ever out in the great alone, when the moon was awful clear, and the icy mountains hemmed you in with a silence you most could hear? With only the howl of the timber wolf as you camped there in the cold, a half-dead thing in a stark dead world, clean mad for the muck called gold, while high overhead, green, yellow, and red, the northern lights swept in bars, then you've a hunch what the music meant, hunger and might in the stars. And hunger not of the belly kind that's banished with bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of lonely men for a home and for all that it means. For a fireside far from the cares that are, for walls and a roof above, but oh, so crammed full of cozy joy and crowned with a woman's love. A woman's dearer than all the world and true as heaven is true. God, how ghastly she looks through her rouge, the lady that's known as Lou. Then on a sudden the music changed, so soft you could scarce hear, but you felt that your life had been looted clean of all that once held dear. That someone had stolen the woman you loved, and her love was the devil's lie, that your guts are gone, and the best for you was to crawl away and die. 'Twas a crowning cry of a heart's despair, and it thrilled you through and through. I guess I'll make it spread misery, said dangerous Dan McGrew. The music almost dies away, then it bursts like a pent-up flood, and it seemed to say, repay, repay, and my eyes were blind with blood. The thought came back of an ancient wrong, and it stung like a frozen lash, and the lust awoke to kill, to kill. Then the music stopped with a crash, and the stranger turned, and his eyes they burned in a most peculiar way. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway. Then his lips went in kind of a grin, and he spoke, and his voice was calm. And boy, said he, you don't know me, and none of you care a damn, but I want to state, and my words are straight, and I'll bet my poke they're true, one of you is the hound of hell, and that one is Dan McGrew. Then I ducked my head and the lights went out, and two guns blazed in the dark, and a woman screamed and the lights went up. Two men lay stiff and stark. Pitched on his head and pumped full of lead was Dangerous Dan McGrew, while the man from the creeks lay clutching to the breast of the lady that's known as Lou. These are the simple facts of the case, and I guess I ought to know. They say that the stranger was crazed with hooch, and I'm not denying it so. I'm not as wise as the lawyer guys, but strictly between us two, the woman that kissed him and pinched his poke was the lady that's known as Lou.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.